Listen as I read the story, Gregory's Green Goggles. Green goggles! Green goggles! Where are my green goggles? Gregory wondered. I had them this morning, but now I can't find them. I need to have a goggles search. Gregory went outside. He looked in trees, behind rocks, and under birds' nests. The goggles could not be found. I think I need some help in this search, Gregory said. Who can help me? At that moment, a goat walked down the road toward Gregory. I have lost my green goggles, goat, Gregory said. Will you help me look for them? The goat was puzzled. He had never seen goggles before, but he agreed to help Gregory. Gregory and the goat went on searching and looking, but the goggles could not be found. Soon a goose waddled up. I have lost my green goggles, goose. Will you help me look for them? Gregory asked. The goose was a bit puzzled since she too had never seen goggles before, but she wanted to help, so she joined the search. Gregory, the goat, and the goose went on searching, but the goggles could not be found. Just then a grasshopper hopped through the grass and landed near Gregory and the other animals. I have lost my goggles, grasshopper, Gregory said. Will you help me look for them? The grasshopper was puzzled. He had lived his whole life in the grass, and although he had seen bugs of every kind, he had never seen goggles. Still, he was a kindly grasshopper and wanted to help, so he joined the search. Gregory, the goat, the goose, and the grasshopper went on searching, but the goggles still could not be found. Nearby, a gorilla was doing tricks in a tree. Maybe she can help, Gregory thought. Excuse me, he said. I have lost my goggles, gorilla. Will you help me look for them? It was almost lunchtime. Since the gorilla had never seen goggles before, she thought they may be something to eat. She was a helpful gorilla, besides being a hungry one, so she decided to join the search. Gregory, the goat, the goose, the grasshopper, and the gorilla went on searching, and still the goggles could not be found. The sun was hot, and everyone was getting tired and hungry. Let's have a little rest under this tree, Gregory suggested. Thinking is easier in the shade. Gregory, the goat, the goose, the grasshopper, and the gorilla settled under the tree, thinking about goggles and lunch. Just then, a girl walked by, humming a song and carrying a basket. She saw Gregory and the animals under the tree. How sad they look, she thought. Gregory saw the girl and decided to make one last try in his search. I have lost my goggles, girl. Will you help me look for them? He said. At this, the girl began to laugh. It isn't very polite to laugh at people just because they lose things, Gregory said, getting a little upset. The goat, the goose, the grasshopper, and the gorilla didn't laugh. They helped me look for the goggles. Still giggling, the girl pointed to Gregory's head. But good grief, you've got your goggles on top of your head. Gregory put his hand on his head, and sure enough, there were his green goggles. The animals were happy to learn what goggles looked like, although the gorilla was a little disappointed that she couldn't eat them. Gregory smiled. At last, the green goggles search is over. Why don't we have a celebration? The girl said. I have some goodies in my basket. So Gregory, the goat, the goose, the grasshopper, the gorilla, and the girl all ate the goodies while they talked about their great search. And Gregory let the gorilla wear the goggles. This is the end of the story.